159.
The excerpt 159 by Rabash. Before Moses came to the people of Israel as a messenger of the Creator, he wanted to lead them out of Egypt. The people of Israel engaged in the work of the Creator, but were enslaved to Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is the will to receive that is found in the created beings, which cannot do anything if not for its own benefit. This is the rule, this is the ruler in all created beings, and it afflicts all those who want to emerge from its dominion, meaning to work for the sake of others. Moses came to the people of Israel and told them that the Creator wants to deliver them from under the governance of Pharaoh, to lead each and every one of the people of Israel from under Pharaoh's control, which is found within each and every one.
This means that we have here a great inversion, Rav Gilad.
We're reading number 160. When Moses came and announced the annunciation of the freedom of the redemption, they could not believe such a thing, that they would be delivered from the exile in Egypt. As it is written, and I will bring you out from under the afflictions of Egypt, and I will save you from their work. That is, they will not only have no hard work, but they will not have any work at all. This they could not believe, that such a thing could be. Meaning, had they believed it then, by the power of faith, they would have come out from the exile. Malchut, meaning Malchut, which is called spirit, would have risen in importance.
We are in excerpt 161. It says, and Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, meaning the message of redemption. But they did not listen to Moses for lack of spirit and for hard work. He says, lack of spirit means Malchut, who was unable to save Israel. We should interpret that the main work is in Malchut. As the Ari says, that the exile of Egypt was that the view of Kedusha, holiness, was in exile. That is, the kingdom of heaven, that we must accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven because he is great and ruling, meaning not in order to receive reward, but that the work must be a great pleasure, because one has been rewarded with serving the king. Because of the importance of the king, this was in exile. In other words, the importance of Kedusha was not revealed. This is called Shna in the dust.
Everything
what Rabash writes about this.
Excerpt 162 by Rabash. When Moses came to the people of Israel and spoke to the quality of Pharaoh in each and every one, meaning to the will to receive in their hearts. And he told them that he wanted that the quality of Pharaoh in them will not dominate the quality of Israel in them, but that it will allow working for the sake of the Creator and not for the sake of the body. When the Pharaoh and the nation heard what Moses had told them, to work only for the sake of the Creator, they understood what it means to bestow and not to receive, and were promptly weakened in the work. Since the body resisted with all its might, so they would not perform any act of holiness. In other words, even lo lishma, not for her sake, now became difficult for them to do. Before Moses came, they had the strength to work, because they still did not know what for the sake of the Creator is. But when Moses came and explained to them what it meant to bestow and not receive anything, the Pharaoh of each one started asking questions. One, as it is written, Pharaoh asked, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Two, then came the wicked one's question, who asked, "What is this work for you?" Where are we, Gilad?
We are in excerpt number 163.
Come on.
Why, when Moses came as the Creator's emissary, their situation grew worse? The reason is that this is not regarded that they grew worse, but that when Moses let them understand what it means that they must work for the sake of the Creator, as it is written, "Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name," meaning that we must work for the sake of the Creator, and the quality of Pharaoh must descend from its throne, there was room for the revelation of the evil. It follows that by Moses explaining to them the meaning of working in order to bestow, they advanced in the work and achieved the degree of truth to know how the bad controls them. Whereas before Moses came to them as an emissary of the Creator, they did not know the truth and how far they were from the Creator. It follows that although in action they grew worse, in truth they advanced, for only now do they have the vessels that the Creator can fill with His help. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.